This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Come on, you can do it. 5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. I want you to work. You got to work through these things, which means you have to be informed in order to get engaged. Really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Yes, every night. Right? Mike Lindell. I mean, I really do appreciate what he's doing for us. I do appreciate that he's opened the door for us to be able to make some money online. Because you can't do it with Twitter. You can't do it with X. You can't do it with Facebook. They won't allow it anymore. They won't let us. Right? So much for free enterprise. Seriously. I mean, these same people taking advantage of capitalism are totally against capitalism. It's just amazing. Okay, for them to make money, just not us. Anyway, so head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. Christmas is coming up. It's a lot closer than you think. I mean, think about it. November is next week. So what do you got, about 6 weeks? To get your orders in, get your... I know a lot of you will tell me, oh, I've got most of my Christmas shopping done already. How? Oh, I don't get it. Anyway, I always appreciate the time. You know, again, you got to pay attention to what's happening around you. Who's being hurt by these things? I just talked to an old... Well, she's not old, but she's an old friend of mine in this business. And kept telling me how many people had already dropped out because Twitter crushed them financially. Facebook crushed them financially. Right? I mean, but seriously. All right. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? I want you part of the solution. I want you informed. Now, you heard the last hour we were talking to an attorney here in California that is helping to fight for your rights, for helping to fight to make sure your kids don't get caught up in the latest craziness that's going on in the California legislature. Again, it's amazing to me. And the fact that some people just truly aren't paying attention is beyond me. All right, so I have no way to check this right now at this particular point in time, but right now we're getting word that there was 22 people shot in Maine. I don't know how true this is. It's coming in through a couple of news sources. the mass shooting across three locations. And, oh, here we go. The FBI has jumped in to deal with the situation, or to help deal with the situation. Right? And what I love about this, I don't love the fact that there's a shooting. But let's see how long it takes for them to turn this into a political issue, right? I mean, before, I usually don't get deep into these things, and I won't right now. The Lewiston Police Department, it was confirmed that the active shooter incident occurred at three different places and obviously had to be planned out. Either planned out by different people, and I don't know, I don't have any information yet. I'm just guessing here. Either had three different people involved and more, or one person that drove to these places. It looks like it's one person, some of the pictures that they're sending across that I'm seeing. Hospital said that they can't share specifics on the number of casualties. Central Maine Healthcare is coordinating with area hospitals to deal with the injured. Authorities told residents in Lewiston to shelter in place, stay inside your home with the doors locked. Now, there's a lot of people in Maine that already have guns, which frankly would have made me feel a boatload safer than waiting for the police to get there. Right? Or to drive up and down the street. This is kind of where they want you at. So if the bad guys do get a hold of a gun, even though all guns have been banned across the world, and you already know that would happen, right? You'd be defenseless. Now, Sarah Rumpf-Witten, she's a breaking news writer for Fox News, and she's a native of Massachusetts, but she's based in Orlando right now. She's reporting on this. You know, and the funny thing about this is Maine, pretty quiet. They're pretty down-to-earth people. I know, very liberal state. But they're very, very laid back there. So our hearts and prayers go out to those people. Find out, I'm not going to say, ooh, look, another person who got a gun illegally. I don't know that. They may have had a gun legally. Something might have got sideways in a brain. I don't know. But think about something. They could do the same kind of damage with a knife. They could do the same kind of damage with a car or a truck or a van. We've seen it happen. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back, Josie, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you know, I mean, seriously, it doesn't get any better than this. And I don't mean that because I'm gloating over this. But, you know, CNN, here we go, the white shooter. Right? Wait till they start dealing with this. Wait till they start trying to spin this, working to spin this. And you guys in my chat room, you're all over this already. I can see it. You know. So the... And don't you love that? They got... CNN says they got information from anonymous sources on the scene. Why? Get it from the police. They're there. It's a small town. Right? It isn't that hard. A lot of those small towns are well in tune. They're well connected. They know what's going on within their towns, cities, whatever. I mean, 36,000 in those areas is big. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending here with us on the air. Just texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. So, anybody want to take a bet on how long it will take for CNN, MSNBC? I like Larry Elder, his nickname for MSNBC. What was it? MSNB Hee Haw? Which I know, I realize is kind of a slight to Southerners, but we don't mean it that way. It's just amazing. You know, it's almost like laughing. How's that? And every guest, every host is represented by those people who used to pop through the walls. Remember that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll, if I get more information on this, I'll let you have more information. We still got a while to go in the show, so we might find out what's happening. I don't know. This stuff just keeps coming at me like a fire hose. And I never know what to lock onto first. There's so many stories I want to get through. You know, right now, Biden admitted greenlights a plan to reduce Western states' water supply so that it's equitable in the future. What does that mean? Do you know how much is going to rain or not rain in the future? Seriously. So they, on Wednesday, they said they came up with a historic agreement among the Western states. And yeah, they're all, look, you're talking about California, Oregon, and Washington state, where you've got these progressive, hardcore left-wing whacktoids running these states. I don't know any other way to put it. The Department of the Interior, which has for months been working with state leaders on developing water conservation plans, they issued a draft supplement, an environmental impact statement. They laid out two potential options. A no-action alternative, see what happens in the coming years, or they're going to protect the Colorado River system. Now, here's the funny thing about it. In California, they're ripping down dams all over the place. They haven't put any up to catch water. They haven't done anything to make sure that we're sustainable here. And maybe they don't want any humans in California. I don't know. Right? But the Biden-Harris administration should take out another key action to bolster water resilience, they say in the White House. Especially in the basin states. They're leveraging historic investments from the president's Investment in America agenda to build more sustainable and equitable. Now, here's how they're going to build it. Here's how they're going to make it better. Here's how they're going to make it sustainable. They're going to force you to use less water. And the way they're going to do that is not look at what they have and then divvy it out, so to speak. They're going to force you into certain ways of using your water, and they're going to price you out of the ability to drink water. You know, I love how the loons in Detroit and the feds at the time, people's water was being shut off. They weren't paying their bills. There were problems with the water. All this stuff was going on. And every single Democrat legislator came out and said, water is a right, not a privilege. Everybody should have access to water whether they can afford it or not. Well, except if you're in the Western states. I just love it. They're saying, well, today the two biggest reservoirs in California, Lake Mead and Lake Powell, still remain at historic low levels. Because the state has stolen from the people of the state, they've stolen over $270 billion. Yes, that's right, you heard me. They've been collecting taxes to rebuild infrastructure in the state since the late 70s. They've done none of it. They've not built one dam, one power station. They've done none of it. They have spent I think it was $10 billion in simply coming up with plans, looking at some options, trying to figure out what to do without hurting the environment. Okay. What do you do with the money? Where is the money? We've been in fiscal trouble twice in the last 15 years at a point where close to having, as a state, having to file for bankruptcy, insolvency. Where's that money? Where's the money you took from us? Where you're supposed to be building waterways, you're supposed to be building reservoirs, you're supposed to be building ways for us to divert this. What was it? Guys, I don't remember. Some of you might remember the chat room, but it was well over 70% of the water in the historic rains, in the 100-year rains that California had a few months ago. We've virtually captured none of it. A vast majority of it washed out to sea because our basins don't redirect that water into the dams. None of that. So we're so bent on trying to figure out how much water we're in, but we're not going to try to figure it out. We somehow, their crystal ball says, we ain't going to have water 10 years, 15, 20 years. But they've been telling us that forever. They've been telling us about the shortages and how many people are going to die because we're not going to be able to feed them. It's been going on since the late 60s, early 70s. Anyway, it's infuriating because they're sitting there smiling. They're so happy about what they're doing. In the area that I live in, the water people are so good at keeping watching over things that they've got enough water, if it doesn't rain again here, to last us 10, 12, 15 years. They actually store it. They store it underground. Right, I can't get into all of it. I'm not technical enough to understand it all. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our body. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. During a joint press conference with the Australian Prime Minister, President Biden addressed the election of Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. When asked if he was concerned about Johnson attempting to overturn the 2024 election results if Biden were reelected, he said,
I was not worried that the last guy would be able to overturn the election. They had about 60 lawsuits and all the way to the Supreme Court, and every time they lost.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has introduced a bill aimed at combating hazing. The Stop Campus Hazing Act, presented by the Democratic lawmaker in collaboration with Republican Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, mandates that colleges and universities report on-campus hazing incidents. After 4 decades of ownership, Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in the Jersey Shores relinquished its claim on the Taco Tuesday trademark, paving the way for any restaurant to use it. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, really. Right? And again, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. The, funny thing about it, I was doing a story about the water issue in California in the last segment. I don't want to go through the whole thing again. But during the break, I started looking through some of the other information on it. And it's funny how they show you a picture of Lake Mead, which is one of the places we get our water from. And what they don't tell you is the upper basin of Lake Mead feeds in, the Colorado River feeds into it. And they have been not allowing all that water through from the river to the state of California. Now, I realize there's reasons for it. There's things that they do, what have you. I get all that. But, you know, the bottom line with it, honestly, and frankly, you really need to pay attention to that stuff and understand when they throw this stuff out there, you got to stop. You stop and go, wait a minute, okay, prove this to me. Show me where you're getting your information. Show me. You know, there are pictures circulating now just for giggles. And some of you are going to go, well, wait a minute, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it actually does. It means everything. But you see pictures, for instance, the Statue of Liberty and the island that it sits on. You look at the water level there. It hasn't changed in over 100 years. So how do you sit there and say, you know, the water levels are rising, they're lowering, they're doing this, they're doing that? You can't. And there's so many other places the same things are going on. Right? 855-REAL- 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. You should really go, if you really want to have some fun with this stuff, go look at the original predictions of those people that were predicted the demise, basically, of the planet. The global heating, warming, cooling freaktoids. Who still can't explain why New York isn't underwater yet. Remember, the late 60s, was it late 60s, early 70s? We were told that it was over. A third of the planet was, population of the planet was going to die. And the reason they were going to die is we wouldn't be able to feed them. We wouldn't be able to grow anything. And look at this. We have an obesity problem across the planet. Yeah, we have some places where kids are not getting as much food as they need. We need to fix that. We can help with that. Instead of sending $1 billion everywhere, maybe we should start feeding some of those people, make it easier. And we should make sure they get the food. We should make sure they get the help they need, not just send it to their governments, because that is a problem. All right, I'm usually the pessimist, but in this case, I've called this a couple of times, and I've said, it's going to crack. The dam is going to eventually crack. People are going to start getting tired of what they see, and it all started in my brain. Growing up in Boston, liberal city like Boston, at the time I grew up in Boston, it was not liberal by any stretch. But when Boston started pushing back on the immigrant, quote-unquote, kids coming in, and the young men, and they were saying, hey, what about our guys? What about our people having a place to stay? What about our people, having jobs and so forth? We can't take care of all these people. We can't afford it. And they were pushing back. And I said, oh, when you have a liberal town like that, it starts to break like that, that's a problem. New York is feeling the same way. Chicago feeling the same way. This is hilarious. You knew it had to happen. Did they really believe that they were going to perpetually get away with this garbage? So a poll recently put out there, a new poll, it found that nearly two-thirds of the New Yorkers blame President Biden for the migrant crisis. I call it the illegal crisis, right? Raising national security, financial, other concerns in New York. He solely and squarely gets the blame. Now, this was a new Siena College poll. It was released Tuesday. 64% of New Yorkers disapprove of the Joe Biden is doing the address, doing to address the recent influx of migrants in the state. You ready for this one? Includes 48% of Democrats who flunk Biden for his handling of the crisis, 91% of Republicans, and 72% of independents. The poll around 46% of New Yorkers disapprove and just 30% approve of how New York City Mayor Eric Adams has addressed the influx of migrants. And as for Kathy Hochul, over 52% disapprove of her job, 37% approve, and the rest go, who is Kathy Hochul? Now, in the past, before I really got involved in politics, I would have been excited about this, saying, oh, look, they're finally starting to see it. This will change the tide for voting. I'm not so sure. I don't know what the medication is the Democrats give their voters, far left voters, whatever. I don't know what it is. But you could be being strangled by a Democrat and still vote for them. I don't understand it. Hold their feet to the fire. Find a more... why the progressives, I don't know, but find a more mainstream Democrat, blue dog Democrat, as they used to be called. Right? Ones that share your values. Now, while other issues in Washington and abroad largely have driven the news cycle over the last few weeks, when you look at the influx of migrants in New York, man, it's out of control. 84% of New Yorkers are saying it's serious. It is out of control. 57% say it's very serious. It's a problem for the state. Steve Greenberg, the Siena College pollster, he said, we don't see this kind of thing as an issue where at least 79% of Democrats, Republicans, independents, men and women, upstarters, downstarters, blacks, whites, Latinos, Catholics, Jews, Protestants, all agree that this is a serious problem. Almost 80% of this mixed group of people agree this is an issue. So maybe it will be a problem for the Dems in the election cycle. Right? I love you guys in the chat room. The strong majority of voters last month said by 22 points that New Yorkers must work to slow the flow of migrants rather than try to accept and assimilate them. Wow. Gee, the Dems are losing. I mean, think about this. They're not trusting you anymore. Your own rank and file doesn't trust you anymore. Your own rank and file sees what you're doing. When you're throwing veterans out of motels and allowing illegals to go in there, plus giving them $2,200 to come in X amount a month, you can't give away all that while vets are starving in the streets. And shame on you. It's more than disgusting, frankly. And when they went through the numbers, 82% of Republicans, 68% of Independents, and 52% of Democrats. Right? Oh, along with 59% of all others, said that Biden had blown this, and Eric Adams has blown it big time. Right? I mean, this is amazing. Now, the other thing that bothers me is think about, right? What is it? 58? I can't go through this whole list. Let's just say close to 70% of New Yorkers, New York Cityers, that agree that this issue is going to destroy New York City, but they don't see Adams or, frankly, any other Democrat that they listed here willing to help them out. And it's not a matter of, these guys really believe this stuff. They believe that illegal immigrants will make it better. They believe that when you see all of what's happening. Look, I'm sorry. I know some of you have written me already and said, I didn't think you were going to go this far right. It's not far right, to be honest. When you look at who's coming over the border, you look at that line of men, young men coming over. What are you going to do? No, really, in all sincerity. These aren't families. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back, Joe Matthew, your host. Always something, ain't it? Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Do something better than nothing. And I mean that sincerely. When I say better than nothing, I mean look at what it is that turns you on. Look at what it is you want to get involved with. Right? And then decide. So, always, really appreciate the time that you're spending with me, with us. Where was I? I was having such a good time. I know I was. Right? And I had so many other stories I wanted to get to. Oh, here's a good one. This is always fun. I've got a video of a teacher ordering fourth graders to reveal their sexual orientation. Fourth grade. Hello, anybody home? Fourth graders. To reveal their sexual orientation. And I just find this amazing. But let me deal with a call here. Hold on. There we go. Dave from San Francisco, you want to talk about the new Speaker of the House.
Yeah, well, I'd call him the saboteur of the House.
Of course. I wouldn't expect any different. Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to kill Social Security, and he wants to kill Medicaid. People have paid into those programs. It's not the government providing that money. The government is what is the financial repository of what people paid into. But this new guy wants to kill Social Security, and he also wants to kill Medicaid.
Ah. Can you point to where he said that exactly?
Oh, yeah. There's any number of different...
Be specific. When and where did he say that so I can look it up? Because you guys do this. You guys always do this with the Republicans. They want to kill Social Security. They want to kill Medicare. They want to kill this. They want to kill that. No, when there's no money in the bucket, you got to start making decisions. And I remember one of the things that he has talked about in the past is making it so that now people that are over 55 can still take advantage of where it sits now and the benefits you get from it now. But as people under 55 start to come of age, they're going to have to wait a little longer. They're going to have to do it a little differently. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure there is.
Of course there is. Yeah.
You get cheated out of what
How?
You paid into. And,
you get so much more back than you put into it. I think the government should allow us to go ahead and do our own retirement accounts that they can help us set up that are untaxable.
So you're soft on crime. Do we paid into
Wait a minute. What drugs are you on? I'm soft on crime? What has crime got to do with Social Security?
Because for example, George Bush Jr. stole Social Security.
A Republican.
Money
there you go.
To pay for the war in Iraq, to pay for the war in...
He stole that money?
Yeah,
he stole them.
Never
then
paid
how,
it back.
How are
right?
people getting? Hey, Dave. How
he
are people getting Social
back.
Security checks today if he
he
stole the money?
Never paid it back. You playing slick, are you?
Your guys are spending billions and billions of dollars in Ukraine. Why don't you just refund the Social Security? If George was that bad, Joey B should wake up or get propped up or get prodded, whatever he needs, and say, hey, look, you know, George W. stole this money from you people, and I'm going to be your savior and hero. I'm going to take the money from over here and replenish that account. See, I did the right thing. But you know what?
He didn't, did he?
Joe Biden? No, he didn't. You're right.
No, George Bush Jr.
You didn't hear a word I said, did you, Dave?
I sure did, and you're still...
I said, you keep telling me the integrity of your people and how great they are, and I'm saying to you, if George W. stole $100 billion out of there, as you put it, to fight a war, then why doesn't Joey B. take $100 billion and replenish it? He could be the salvation of Social Security. Why doesn't he do that?
Well, I'll tell you, I can give you the answer.
Go ahead.
First of all,
give me the answer.
When Obama came into office, he realized that George Bush had not put the wars on the budget. So the deficit was insane because George Bush had not put the war on the budget.
Republican's
fault. The numbers were fake from the start. And so then all of a sudden you and your other phony conservatives pretended that Obama's deficit was outrageously high when Obama actually put the money on, or he put the wars on the budget. And so
why didn't he put the money back? And he sent so much money around to different countries. Why didn't he put the money back? Show what a good guy he is.
Well, in many ways he did.
By the way, Dave, I'm still waiting for you to tell me why Joe B. didn't put the money back in. You said you were going to.
Well, in many ways he has. But the fact of the matter
can you,
is...
Can you tell me how?
By creating jobs. What's the unemployment rate?
Wait a minute,
he
created jobs?
What's the unemployment
Do you know the bulk of the jobs that have come back
are
jobs that were lost
right
during COVID?
Joe,
are you aware of it?
What's the unemployment rate right now?
But wait a minute, are you
3%.
Aware? Here we go. Okay. I love those conversations. I know you guys don't. You've told me you don't. But here's the deal. These are talking points. I think he falls asleep in front of the TV with CNN every night. The majority of the jobs, well over 90% of the jobs that they keep saying that they have created, are jobs that have come back from COVID, number one. Okay? Number two, when you look at where is manufacturing in this country? For real. And when they talk about unemployment, the numbers that they always leave out, I would love this too. Do you know how many people have dropped out of looking for jobs? All right? And many people have, now they've switched over to disability. So they run out of time on unemployment, and they switch over to, look at how disability has grown. So you want real? I want real numbers. And like I said, show me where that has happened. I know. Mike's a bad guy. If you notice that you heard that conversation, this is how it always goes. Right? All Republicans bad. Not a good Republican in the bunch. Never can be. Trump, I'm sure, is still in the, I think he used to say Trump was in the mafia. Always got a kick out of that one, too. That was funny. And that's what happens. When you build hate, these people actually grow hate. They grow in their hearts. They grow in their minds. And then they believe this stuff. They buy into it, and they actually believe this stuff. And there's no wiggle, there's no anything. So all the deficits, all the bad account, all of that stuff is due to Republicans. I could write his whole sermon if he was a priest or a pastor or something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the Xing. Can somebody please help me? I don't even know what to call it. Right? I called it Xing. I got a kick out of it. Anyway. This is like drinking out of a fire hose with some of the stories that keep coming up. And it never saw, as far as the gunman goes, they're talking about 22 dead now. 50 to 60 injured in an active shooter moment. And again, police in Maine are asking residents to stay in place. Don't go anywhere. And I'll let you know more about this as it breaks. I'm trying to take a quick look at it to see. I don't have anybody standing next to me handing me these papers. They seem to be alluding to the fact that there might be two shooters. I don't know. We'll see when we come back. Anyway, you heard the judge today that that guy looks like he's got a problem. But the judge in Gorin puts Trump on witness stand. He fined him $10,000 for violating the gag order. Then he warns, don't do it again or it'll be worse. Now, I don't know why. I think Trump is waiting for this guy to order him to jail. Okay? That simple. And he put Trump on the window. And then he accused Trump of lying about what he said. Now, when you lie to a judge, that's a contempt of court. It's jailable and finable. You have to think about that. So he's got this hardcore left-wing Trump-hating judge. And then he's got the judge being fed by this radical Marxist New York attorney, Attorney General, excuse me, Letitia James. Now, think about something. There is no victim in this. She's seeking $250 million in damages. There's no victim. Nobody got hurt. She wants to ban Trump and his sons from ever being able to operate a business in New York. Again, nobody got hurt. Now, Trump spoke at a press conference during the mid-morning break. He criticized Michael Coleman as a discredited witness. Now, think about something, and he's right. Cohen was convicted for lying. He's a convicted felon. He lied to the FBI. He lied to the authorities. And all of a sudden, he's telling the truth about Trump, right? Sure. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Right now.